Today's shir in the Dear Shemishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Samach Dalet Amud Beis. We're in the middle of the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, Simen Shin Tzadi Ches, and we begin on the very top line with Sif Hei. The Mechaber continues describing over here structures that are outside the city limits, and are they included in the city limits or not. So he begins with, Kol Beis Dira Shehu Yotzei Me'ir. If you have a structure that is beyond the city limits, so we can see a clear diagram of this in Dirshu footnote number 29. We have the squared off city. Again, we discussed this in yesterday's shir, how we defined the squared off city. In any event, you now have a house or some sort of a structure that is within 70 and two-thirds amma. That's the 70 amma of a shirayim that you see in the diagram over here. And this, as we'll see, is based upon the sides of a square that make up a base sosayim, a 5,000 amma structure. So 70 and two-thirds amma are the sides of such a square of a base sosayim. In any event, this structure over here is included within the ibura of the city, within the boundaries of the city, as the Mechaber tells us in Sif Hei. Kol beis dira shu yotzei me'ir, im hoya beino uveino ir shivim amma ushnei shlishim. If it's within 70 and two-thirds amma of the city, as we'll see if even any part of it is within 70 and two-thirds amma of the city. Shehu tzela beis sosayim hamurubos. As I said, this is one of the sides of a square that is enclosing an area of a base of sayim, 5,000 amos. So then, or pochos mizeh, or if the house is certainly within less than 70 and two-thirds amma from the city, harezeh mitztarif l'ir, it is considered part of the city, v'nechshav mimena, and we include it as part of the city, and as you can see by the dotted line, according to most poskim, you then extend out the ibura of the city to that 70 and two-thirds amma or less, wherever the house ends, and at that point you then count the 2,000 ammas in that direction. You count it from that 2,000 ammas out. There are other opinions, brought down some of the Dirshu footnotes, that suggest that it's only the house that sticks out over here that gets the extra 70 two-thirds amma or less, but the rest of the city still goes by the walls of the city or by the squared-off part of the city, and you can see more about this in Dirshu footnote number 34, Ayin Sham. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot in your test that this Beis Dira here is talking about a place where people dwell in. Aval afa pi she'ein darin ba, but even though people aren't dwelling there right now. And this has a huge discussion in Dirshu footnote number 33, how we define such a Beis Dira over here. So he brings down for the Chasam Sofer that since we're going to learn about these burginin, that are tsrifin hasuyin l'shomri asalus, these are little huts, as we'll see in the Shari Tshuva, they could even be less than Dalet Amos, that are made specifically for watchmen over here to guard the fields from either prey or from other ganovim, taking the fruits and vegetables from the field, so then this is considered a significant structure as well. And therefore, included in such structures would be stables, albeit in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel V'Yod Saros, he says that these Urvos Susim, these stables over here, Sheesh Behem Beis Dira, need to have a Beis Dira in them, some sort of a place where the people that are watching the animals or taking care of the animals can stay, eat, and sleep. Rebbe the Chasam Sofer disagrees, and he says that it's nechshav to be a Beis Dira in these stables, even if people don't live in them, because mashamshin es ha'odom l'chnisa v'yitziya, because people use it and it benefits people, so it's considered a Beis Dira for our purposes as well. And he basically holds that if something needs a mezuzah, it is included in a Beis Dira over here for this din of tchum. The Chazon Ish agrees with the Bir Halacha, and he paskins over here that burjanin mitztarfin le'ibur ir kivan sha'ochlim hem, the reason why the burginin or burginin are over here able to go and be qualified as a Beis Dira is because the shomrim sit in there and they eat. But in the stables, and anything like the stables, where they don't eat and sleep, they're not considered to be mitztarf for ibur ir. The expression ibur ir is like the pregnancy of the city. That's why we use this lashon of ibur. And he concludes and he says that the definition over here is makum lina o achilo b'kfiyas. It has to be a set place where you eat and sleep to be considered to be ma'avirasi, or to expand the city. But other shimushim are not considered in this regard. Therefore, he has a whole discussion about whether factories or other workplaces like this are included, even though people sometimes eat there. But his opinion is, Ein zenech shabayis ha-meshamish l'mokom achil, doesn't consider these significant. On the other hand, Vayashev Zatzal says that makomos avoda, workplaces, or beisefer, or a school, sh'ochlim shom b'kviyas pamachas b'yom, says you're eating there at least one time a day, let's say lunch, they are considered to be mis'abri mesoir, and this is also the opinion of Rav Ozan Zatzal in the Shevet HaLevi. Mishnah Berurah continues Simchat and Chofti. He says you count the 2,000 amos from outside this additional structure. So he says, Pirush Shemoschem Chut al kol penei rocha v'ir. As you can see in the issue footnote number 29 with the dotted line, this opinion of the Mishnah Berurah says you count the entire area over here, 2,000 amos beyond that. Keneged Beis Dira Zu Kidei She'atchum Shove B'chol Mokum. He holds that you even out the tchum, not only where the house extends, but it goes along that entire border. As we learned in yesterday, Shekhi Yisrael Bereish Sif Dalet. U'mishom L'halim Modin V'tchum, so you square off the city, so to say, again, with this Beis Dira. The issue footnote number 31 brings down that this halach over here of this Beis Dira extending the city applies to many, many other dinim as well. The Ritva brings down that in regards to Hilchos Nedarim, it would apply to be considered part of the city. In regards to Hilchos Purim, it would be considered Samuch Lekrach in regards to those halachos. He brings down in regards to Takanos or Minhag Yair, as well as Shar Dinei Torah, this would be considered part of the city in regards to all of these dinim. The Ramah continues and he writes, some suggest, however, a more lenient opinion over here, that not only do you start counting from this house over here, the 2,000 amas, but you then get another 70 and two-thirds amma over here. You get the 70 and two-thirds amma addition beyond the house, and then umaschilin, that's where you go count the 2,000 amos. And he says this more lenient opinion is v'chein b'chol mokum shemodin, is how we paskin in all places. He brings down the name of the Torah when we extend the city v'chein nirali l'hokel, and the Ramah says this is his psak halacha. The Mishnah Berurah of Kotten Chaf Aleph explains pirush kishein shon beis dira besok shivim amma. If you don't have a house within the 70 and two thirds amma outside the city, so then the halacha is nosdin gamkin shivim amma v'shirayim liyir. We always give an extra 70 and two-thirds amma around the square of the city. And then you count the 2,000 amma. So really, every city has 2,070 and two-thirds amma around it. According to the more machmir opinion of the Mechaber, you don't give this over here to a normal single city. You only use this when you're dealing with two cities. And he says that normally you just count 2,000 amas from the walls of the city, the side of the city. And it's only rak b'shtei ayoros smuchos, and only when you have two cities next to each other, nostim benhem kafifios. That's when you go and consider 72/3 amma from each city, and if those two are within each other, so then it's considered like one city, as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem and tomorrow, Shirkum Uwusiv Zayin. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Beis explains the Ramah says, Zochei Nirali Lahokel, this is the opinion of the Ramah. However, he says, look in the Bir Halacha, Mashir Kosavdim Bazeh. And if you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masl, Vachei Nirali Lahokel, the Chavetz Chaim brings down that the opinion over here of the Ramah is according to the Marami Rutenberg, and it's also La Halacha according to the Rosh and the Mordechai and the Rashba, that they say that even for a single city, Nost in this Karpa for 72/3 Amma. But the Mechaber passages over here, like the Rambam and the Smag and the Ritva and the Rabbeinu Ovadia Mibar Tenura, who all say that they're more machmer over here, and you don't give the 72/3 amma except when you're dealing with two cities. Now, the Ramah concluded that you can be makel, and the Chofetz Chaim says, if somebody holds like this Ramah, they can. But he brings down from the Rashba, the Ritva, and others that this din is not so clear, and in fact, the Vilna Gaon says you should paskin over here like the more strict opinion of the Mechaber, and he says, "Bavada yesh lachush l'divrayim al koponim biofen zeh." One should certainly be concerned about this opinion, and when you're dealing over here with a house, you shouldn't automatically add on the extra 70 and two-thirds amma from that house, as you can see in Dirshu diagram, footnote number 32. That's according to the Ramah, but the Chofetz Chaim says that we hold more like the opinion of the Vilna Gaon over here and don't take advantage of the cooler of the Ramah. Sivvav. Mechaber writes, Hoya bayis korov l'ir b'shivim ama u'bayis sheni korov l'bayis arishon b'shivim ama. You can see a picture of this in Dirshu footnote number 37. We have house after house, that's each one within 72 thirds am of the other, extending outward further on. The Chazon Ish adds that these have to be legitimate houses that you have eating and sleeping in them, but you do have such a possibility of having house after house within 72 thirds am of each other. In this situation, the houses can extend the ibura of the city. So you have, for example, by sheni korv by rishon b'shivim amo, by shlishi korv sheni b'shivim amo. The mechaber says v'chein ad mahalach kam yom. This could extend for miles and miles for several days' travel. Hariyat kol ki'ir achas. This is halachically viewed as one city, as the Mishnah Berurah says shebotel mifuzarim in sif katan chof gimel. So you have the spread out houses over here beyond the city, but it's still considered part of the city. The issue footnote number 38 adds over here, in regards to the chatzeros of the spatim, the Shari Tshuva in Sivkot and Zayin brings down the name of the node of Yehuda, Shemodudim in the chatzeros. You even count the chatzeros of these houses. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish's opinion is, Ein mitzdafim in mir. That doesn't include it in the city limits. Umodudim satchum mikzei abatim. You only go up till the edge of the houses and not their yards. In any event, so now you've extended the ibura of the city beyond all of these houses, and then the mechaber says, "Ukishemodedin." When you now measure the tchum of the city, modedin michutz labayis haachron, as you can see in Dirshu footnote number 32, or in Dirshu footnote number 37, you extend the 2,000 amos from the last house after the 72/3 amma, or not, like the opinion of the mechaber or the Ramah that we just had a moment ago in Sifhei, and in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Chavdalit. He says this is the opinion of the Mechaber, which goes, Ozulutami Vesif Hey, that you don't extend it beyond 72/3 Amma, you just go from the house 2,000 Ammas, Ulra Moshom, the Mishnah says, Nosnim Bischila Besof Bayis Achum Shivim Amma Vashivayim Vachachach Modentrum. As we just said, you add the 72/3 Amma and then go and start the 2,000 Ammas. And here the Mishnah Berurah Paskum Zulamais in this situation, or Ikra Bezekidasa Mechaber. We definitely take the opinion over here of the Mechaber, the more strict opinion. In the Kamosha Kasav the Bir Halacha, as we just brought down a moment ago, in Dibur HaMasal V'chein Nira Lil Hakel in the Bir Halacha. And the Shaar Tzion Os Yod, he says, Hainu Afilu Im Nokel Shom Kidas Ramah Denosnim Karfa Flirachas. Even if you want to be Mekel in the previous situation, when you have these multiple houses over here, then one should be more like the Machmir opinion of the Mechaber. The Mechaber continues and he says, when do we apply this rule? V'hu Shiyah Beis Dira Zeh Arba Amos al Arba Amos al Yosef. This house over here has to be a significant structure. It has to be at least 4 Amos by 4 Amos wide. In the Bir Halacha, Dibur HaMaskel, Arba Amos al Arba Amos, he brings down a discussion that we've had previously as well. Does it have to be a 16 square Amma area, i.e. 4 by 4, or if it was 8 by 2, or 10 by 2, or any amount that's more than 16 square Amos, does that count as well? And this is a Machlokus over here that we have in Yoredeya, Simen Reish Pei Vav, Sif Gimel, Yud Gimel in the Shach over there in regards to Mezuzah, the same Machlokes, and it is a Machlokes Hoachronim. And the Be'er Hetev has the same discussion. He says this has been discussed already in Simen Shin Mem Hei over here, Ayin Shom. The simple opinion of the Magen Avraham is that if you don't have 4 by 4 specifically, then it's not considered a bias. Mechaber continues and he says, "Zuchein beis haknesses sheish bo beis diru lechazonim." If you have a shul that has a separate room that the chazan of the shul, the sexton, for example, or like a shtibel, where somebody is living in the house over here, so then that also is included over here as a house that extends the city limits, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Mechav Hey. The stan beis haknesses lav ledira of it. A plain shul normally doesn't have dwellers in it and wouldn't count over here as a place where people eat and sleep. Dirshu footnote number 39 brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan, however, Beis Medrash would be different. The Beis Medrash does have people eating and sleeping there and would count. The Mechaber continues and writes, "Ubeis Avodos Elilim, a Gaisha house over here, a temple or a church, Shiyesh Bo Dira LeKohanehem, and there is a priest or somebody living over there in that type of a house, he has parsonage over there, so then that also counts, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chavav, that this din of measuring the city is the inyan hitstarfus liibur lo boin and dafka diras yisrael. It doesn't have to be a Jewish house to be considered part of the city. Even a non-Jewish house, even a church or a priest living in the church, that type of a structure would also count to expand the stichum of the city. And that's where you would begin counting the 2,000 amos, either plus or minus, like the Mechaber, the Ramah, the 72/3 amma, for the ibur of the city. The Chaver continues and he writes, "Yotzaros sheyesh behem beis dira. If you have storehouses over here that have inside of them a beis dira, a place for somebody to stay, the Mishbur explains the Sivkar and Chavzayin. For example, these are storehouses l'tua for wheat, l'yayin for wine, l'shemen for oil, v'lav l'dira mikre. They're not normally considered over here for living purposes. Therefore, hilkach bo'inun sheyesh behem beis dira l'shomrim. Therefore, unless they have a special designated area inside where the shomrim eat and sleep, so then they wouldn't normally be considered to be part of the city, but if they do have this special place inside for the Shomer, so then they are considered part of the city. For Kol Hanach Beis Dira Bo'inon Shia Bohen Arba Amos Al Arba Amos. He brings down from Tosos that in order for them to be qualified as a Beis Dira, they each have to have at least a space over here of 4 Amos by 4 Amos. The issue footnote number 40 brings down that the person has to be there day and night. And the Bir Halachi brings down an interesting idea. If they have shifts and they switch off, that is also still considered over here, Mukaf Ladira, that is considered a dwelling place over here. It brings a riot from the Beis HaMikdash that the Levium over there and the Kohanim, they switched off the people that would be in the watch positions. And therefore, he brings down, Kivin Shesosof HaMokum Yuad Ladiurim Gai Malayla, since it is watched day and night, albeit not by the same people, it is considered a Beis Dira and does get counted in this Ibur Ha'ir that we've been discussing. So these Otsaris are included over here, Beis Dira. And he continues, and the Mechaber writes, Vagesher, Vyakever, Sheesh Ben Beis Dira, the houses that are guarding a bridge or a cemetery over here, and the person lives in them, so then they are also included in the Ibur of the city. Sif Katan Chavches, the Mishbur says, this is L'shomer Gesher, the person who watches the bridge, for example, Yitomehem Meches, would be the tax collector's booth, or Beis HaKvaris, the person who watches the cemetery. So these are also considered part of the Ibur of the city. And then he brings down, Vishalosh Mechitzo She'en Aleim Tikra. If you have a three-walled structure, the fourth wall and the ceiling have been knocked down, as the Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Chavtes, we're dealing over here, Shahayashon Beis Dira Mitchila. There originally was a house over there, Veneras, and it got destroyed. Likewise, Huadin B'chol Hani D'chokoshim Mikodim. All of these things, if they once existed, in Neras, if they were destroyed, so they once would have counted as Ibur Shel Ha'ir. The Nisharu Adayin Sholosh Mechitzos Ubelo Tikra. Oh, Shtayim Im Tikra Ukilakame. If you have at least 3 walls, even without a ceiling, or 2 walls with a ceiling still left, then all of these structures, if they're still present at least to this extent, do count as part of the Ibura Sheloir. As the Mechaber says, as long as Vyesh Pem Arba Amos Al Arba Amos, as long as they're 4x4 structures. Then he adds, you have some sort of a house that is in some sort of a lake over here. It must be a very shallow lake that we're talking about, and you have no lake beyond that, so you're continuing the Ibur of the city even through this lake over here. So he brings down the Sivkot Lamed, Sha'osu Lefanos Bokelem Shavasvina. It must be some sort of like a dock that they go and put in things from the boats. Lekach Nevshav Beis Dira. Therefore, it's considered over here some sort of a Beis Dira over here because people stay there. Begamze Mayri Sheeshva Arba Amos Al Arba Amos. It must have at least 4 Amos by 4 Amos over here. Vomedes Besok Shivim Amba Vishiyarim Lir, and it's within 72/3 Amba of the city. So this would also be considered part of the city limits. And the Mechaber continues and he says, Ushtei Mechitzos Sheyesh Lehem Tikra Umaziva. And if you have 2 Mechitzos over here, only 2 walls, but they have a ceiling above them and it's plastered in. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Beis that this plastering in is a mistake. He brings down from the Vilna Gaon, this Maaziva over here is Tos Sofer, the Lesser B'Gemara Poskim. There is no such entity in the Gemara and the Poskim. Albeit, the Chavetz Chaim in Dibra Masku Tikru Maziva says very respectfully over here, he says, Vani Be'onyi, I in my poverty over here, I found this Lashon of Maziva in both the Smag and the Avodas HaKodesh. We skipped the Mishnah Berurah Sivkotan Lamed Aleph, where he says that we're talking here with the 2 Mechitzos, Ayri Gankin Shoya Beis Dira Mitchila Veneras. We're talking about here a real structure that unfortunately got destroyed, but it's still considered significant as long as it has 2 walls, as we pointed out previously, and a ceiling. Then the Mechaber tells us, Ma'ora, a cavern, Sheesh Binyon Apir, that has some sort of a man-made structure at its mouth, Vyesh Bodira, and it's lived in over here. All of these, Kol Elo Mitztarfim Ima, all of these count as part of the city, Imhoye Besok Shivim Amo Vishraim, as long as they're within 72/3 Amos of the city. And in this situation, you take a line over here, Meotso Abayis Ayotzi Roam Kiluchut Masuch Apne Kolo Ir, you run a line at the edge of this house, across the entire direction over here, or modin chutz mi also achut al paimam, and then you count the 2,000 amos, mechaber l'shitoso, that you don't give it 70 2/3 additional amos, but you just count the 2,000 amos from that point, as we've already explained previously, as you can see in Dirshu footnote number 29. The Ramah's opinion would be, like the issue of footnote number 32, as we've already discussed. The last point I just want to make is in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul, Sheish Binin Apiyah, he says, why do you need to have a structure in the cave? Why don't we count the cave itself as the structure? And he explains that the Chiddush over here is from Rashi, is that the structure of the cave can combine with the simple structure of the house to make the 4 amos by 4 amos. In other words, the cave itself wasn't 4 amos by 4 amos, and the house wasn't 4 amos by 4 amos, but the two of them combined together. He then brings down the opinion from Tosos that says that you can even include the structure of the cave, even if that's within 70 2/3 amos, and none of the house is within 70 2/3 amos. That still constitutes over here a base dira for our discussion purposes. With that, we conclude today's shiur.